explain why? Can you explain why? Can you explain why the team is better without him?
I don't get into that, and I'm not going to talk about anything when I really released Jason Avant, Patrick Chung, guys we released last year. I'm not going to discuss when we release players. I don't think it's fair to them. I got a ton of respect for anybody that's ever played in this league and anybody that's ever played for us. So to get into specifics on why we released one player or didn't release another player, that's, I'm never going to do that. It's not my style. Not what I'm going to do. So. We're just moving in a different direction at the wide receiver position.
Why would you want to move?
What's the direction, man? Is it size? Is it what are you looking for?
We'll discuss that as a staff, and we'll go forward from there. But there's a lot of things coming up, what we're looking for when you go to drafts and free agents. So to tell everybody what we're looking for really doesn't benefit us to tell everybody, does it?
Does it kind of fall under your category of big people beat up little people?
No, not all the time. I think there's specific things you look at, but I think it is a size league, and you got to look at those things in certain situations. But, again, to get into specifics isn't fair to Deshaun. It isn't fair to anybody in the situation. So I'm never going to do that when we release a player. And when anybody else is released, we don't talk about why we released them or why we didn't release or why we kept them. So that's just not how it's going to operate with us, and I'm never going to be that way.
So, Chip, is it purely a football decision?
It was purely a football decision.
So it didn't have anything to do with...
I just said that earlier. It had nothing to do with anything that was written in the newspaper. Or anything to do with any off-field behaviors. Deshaun came to practice every day and gave us everything that we asked him to give us.
At what point did you decide that you wanted to move on from Deshaun? Was it like right after the season?
No, we have a whole process where we evaluate everything we do. So it's everybody has input from everybody in our building, and we gather all our information, spend a lot of time looking at our current roster and what direction we want to go in, and we made a decision as a group which way we were headed.
Deshaun, did he say that you gave him a reason why? Did you tell him?
I told him the same exact thing I told you guys, that we're going in a different direction and give him the opportunity to negotiate with 31 other teams.
Ultimately, is that your call to release?
No, I think it's everybody's call. I mean, I have say in the final roster, but I don't do anything without telling anybody or talking to anybody, and we don't do anything on a whim. I think we talk everything through and look at every scenario that's out there and kind of how we're going to approach it and what we're going to do as a team. So to say that one person's doing one thing and that everybody else feels a different way, it's just not how we operate.
Chip, the fans are obviously, they wonder where it's going to come from. I know you said you'll figure all that out, but are you surprised in any way that there was such an outrage by the public that Deshaun was released?
No. I mean, I think this is a very passionate city about everything to do with sports in Philadelphia, so I you're not going to gauge one way or another, but we can't make our decisions based upon where we think people's reactions are going to be.
You said it was purely a football decision, yet he was your most productive receiver last year. So that doesn't mean necessarily add up, but at least on the surface.
It adds up for us. So. And that's the most important point. I just told those guys.
Did you get any trade offers?
Why less than 1 hour after a report that had alleged gang connections with the Sean?
I don't know when that report was released or whatever. We were made aware of that report earlier than that, but that had nothing to do with it again. I mean, the things that happened, I think, in 2009 and 2011 before I ever got here, that's got... And when you read it, I don't know what he did wrong when you read that article, so...
So the timing was coincidental?
I can't tell you that. The timing was exactly when we got back from the owners' meetings is what the timing was for us, so...
What kind of trade offers?
In the last three playoff games, he caught 8 balls in 3 playoff games. Kind of shut down at the end of the season.
I've only been at 1 playoff game, so I don't know.
I know you can read.
I can't. But I don't know what they were asked to do in another game.
So what did it look like?
So I never looked back towards anything from that standpoint.
What did it look like at the end of seasons in the 1 playoff game you played? Why he wasn't as productive as he was during the season?
I mean, I think people covered him, you know.
Did you get any trade offers for Deshaun Jackson?
We had no offers, so that's why we decided to release him.
What were you willing to take in return for
him? We had no offers, so there's no decision on based upon willing to take anything. We had no offers.
Did you contact other teams and let them know that he was
a football decision? Why did it take 1 month to address it, to explain it to the fans?
Because did I have a press conference when we released Jason Avant or Patrick Chung? No, that's just not the way I am. I'm not going to have a press conference when we release players from our organization. That's just not, I've never felt that way, and I'm never going to do it again. So when we release somebody and we make decisions like that, we don't hold a press conference and give you that. And I don't see you guys clamoring when we release on those guys.
How do you replace Deshaun, like his production and everything?
We'll work on that. I mean, that's what this whole deal is. You add new pieces, you got different ways to approach a game, and you just keep moving forward. But we know where we're going, and we understand the direction we're going in on as an offensive team, and we're excited about our future.
Is your board basically set for the draft right now?
No, we still got a little bit of time. I mean, that's just what they did. If the draft was last week, it would have been set last week. But I think they gave us an extra week or so, or 2 weeks, so that, you know, we'll still take our time and make sure that we used every source we've got available in terms of making our decision, in terms of where we are. But we got we have an understanding of who the players are and where they are in the draft. And then, you know, there's little tweaks here and there. Is it this guy over that guy? If you're on the clock and these two guys are available, where do you go? I think that's a lot of discussions that happen when we get to this point.
Chip, there was just
player available team. Is that your first round pick?
Yeah, we've always been that way.
Right, but you're pretty thin now, a wide receiver, losing Jason and losing Deshaun.
We've always been that way, and we always will be that way. It's the only way to go about it. So we had a really good left tackle last year, and we drafted Lane Johnson, who's a left tackle, and he found a good spot at right tackle. So I think you always have to take who the best player is, and you know, that's the nature of the draft itself. So I think we've done a good job in free agency in terms of giving ourselves a situation where, you know, you don't have any place where you go, oh, my God, we don't have anybody there. I think, you know, we got Jeremy Maclin coming back. We've got Coop. So we've got some established players on the outside. So as we move forward, you know, it's how the draft falls, and we'll take a look at what we're looking at.
Chip, there was reports that you and Deshaun weren't on the same page at practice at times.
And,
okay,
so never happened.
Never happened.
I've never had one issue with Deshaun. I'll say that publicly. He never yelled at me. I never yelled at him on the practice field. I don't know where that came from, and that's why.
Did he have an issue with Bob Bicknell?
No.
So Bob Bicknell have an issue with him?
No.
Are you surprised you got no offers for him?
No.
Why not?
He's got a very expensive contract.
There's
a guy at one of the best corners in the NFL was let go this year. That guy's a hell of a football player. But there's a lot of economics that get involved in it, too.
So. Does that have something to do with his release?
What's that?
Did economics have anything to do with
it? It was a football decision.
Did you give any thought to waiting closer to the draft and engaging trade offers, or you didn't feel like
we didn't have any at that point in time? And I always felt, and I've done it, I just feel that way. I think players should be allowed to negotiate. The farther you get close to the draft, we could have waited until June, but then where are his opportunities? So that's not the way we're going to be. We did it last year, you know, with Cullen Jenkins and Mike Patterson, and we did it with Jason Avant when, you know, we knew where we were going and what direction we were going in. And I think, you know, it's the only fair way to do it. You know, we obviously listened, but we didn't have anything, so we moved on.
Did you pick up Sproles because you knew that you were going to release?
No, we picked up Darren Sproles because he's a hell of a football player, and I think he's a multi-dimensional player. He's a running back. He's an outstanding returner. You know, when he's just one of those guys, we were surprised he became available. You know, and that was one of the deals where you're just like, holy smokes. And originally it looked like he was going to get released, and then people are willing to give some trade situations for him. And then our decision was, are you going to be able to draft a Darren Sproles in the fifth round? And the answer question is absolutely no. I don't think so. Now, there may be 10 years from now when you go back and look at this year's fifth round, but as we looked at it, you know, when it came down to would we give a fifth round draft pick to get a player of that talent, and there was no question we made that decision. So,
being it was just football, Chip, how do you move away from 1,300 yards?
We'll move away. We'll be all right. I mean, we factored that into our decision. I mean, we looked at everything when we made these decisions. So,
Chip, how big of a role does Zach Ertz have going forward in the next year if he continues to
I think Zach can have a huge role.
I mean, do you expect him to be a bigger, more prominent part of the offense?
I expect anybody. I expect all our guys to be better in year two. It's the second year in the system, a little bit better understanding of it. I mean, you can just tell the way our guys are operating right now, just in meetings and things like that. We're so much, you know, a year ago at this time, we were still introducing how we call formations. Now we're so much ahead of that in terms of meetings and what we're doing. So I think all of our guys in year two, whether it's Nick or Matt or LaShawn or Selleck or Coop or Mac or any of those guys, I think we expect a big step up from those guys because they're not just trying to figure out where they're going and what they're doing. They've got a real good base to work from. So, you know, that's the thing that's exciting about where we are right now. We got everybody here. Everybody was here last week. They're all flying around, and we've had really good meetings. Strength coaches said those guys are doing a really good job, and we can't wait as a group so we can get out in the field and get going.
And, Chip, there's players around the league, Richard Sherman among them, who've publicly wondered why Deshaun doesn't fit, but someone like Riley Cooper does.
It's got nothing to do with that. It's a football decision.
Are you concerned about the perception of this?
I'm concerned about the Philadelphia Eagles, and I know our players understand where we're going, and I'm excited about where we're going.
Are you worried about the fact that he ended up with a the team that is your rival within the division?
Are we worried? No. I know he's a really good football player, but that's not when you release him. He's free to negotiate with 31 other teams, so you knew he could end up in our division. So,
did you talk to the team about? I mean, are they set? Do you know if your players are understanding?
I've talked to certain players that were around when we released him. There were some guys in the building. So,
just asking in general, like how important is character when you evaluate someone for the draft?
How important is it?
Yeah,
I think depends on what your definition of character is.
You know, someone who's a good fit in the locker room, that type of thing.
All those, that's just football 101, I think. So it's important.
Chip, I get the feeling that you think with the way you run your offense, anybody can catch 50 passes.
No.
But you can you find...
What, no. And there's not one guy standing here that could, so...
Yeah, but you're going to find those 82 catches somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to distribute the football, but I think that's a not a fair statement whatsoever to say that. And that's got nothing to do, and it kind of smacks on a smack on him. It's got nothing to do with that. I don't think that anybody can do anything. I think it takes a lot of skill to do what anybody can accomplish in the National Football League. It's a very special place. It takes very talented players to do it. So,
in your world record of pro day attendances, what have you learned about the whole college prospect draft?
I just think there's a lot more overblown about world record of pro day attendances. I've seen Mike Zimmer at a ton of them. I've seen Mike Tomlin at a ton of them. I've seen Gus Bradley at a ton of them. I've seen Marvin Lewis at a ton of them. You know, certain guys you see every week at different places. So it's just, to me, it's just another tool in the toolbox when you're making evaluations on people. And it's tough for me to be in a room and argue for or against a player when I've never seen him in person. You know, I watched his tape. Like, you know, there's so much more than just watching tape. You know, find out the people that coached him. Find out what the janitor in the complex says about him. Find out what the people in the cafeteria say about him. Find out what he's like from a learning standpoint. Find out as much information as you possibly can. And if you don't, then shame on you. But as I tell our guys, I don't care who we don't get. I care very, very much who we do get. And who we do get, we have to have all the information there to say we feel really, really comfortable in terms of that guy's going to be a great Philadelphia Eagle, so that's why we selected him. So, you know, I think if you have the time, and certainly with the draft move back, we had a ton of time, and because of the CBA, we're not allowed to be with our players until last Monday. So I don't know what else I would do. We did a lot of work in January and February from a self-scout standpoint in terms of what we were doing and looking at our scheme and evaluating our own current roster. And then after that, you know, we already had our free agency board set. Basically, after the combine, it's pro days, and it was an opportunity to go find out a little bit more information about the guys we're drafting. So,
Two more questions, guys.
Is the roster better now than it was the day you got back from the Eagles?
Is the roster what?
Is the roster better now than the day you got back from the Eagles?
I don't talk about things like that. So, I mean, I don't even know what that means. So,
well, because the major transaction since then is cutting the shoe. And if it was football.
So why didn't you ask that question?
Why didn't I?
Yeah, are you going to go round and around and around and around and around? We made a decision, a football decision, based upon where we're headed as a football team, so.
There was a report that the Eagles have interest in Johnny Manziel. Peter King? Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean,
we have an interest in anybody that's draft eligible this year.
Can you just tell us what you think of Johnny? I mean, he was a guy that you recruited out of high school, and he has said that you said once before that you were tailor-made for his offense.
When I coached at Oregon, he was tailor-made for that. Broke my heart.
Yeah.
I love the kid. I think he's a hell of a football player.